So with exponential smoothing then, let me show you where these numbers came from if it's not clear. Just go back up and just have a look at the numbers there where it's the moving averages, where you've got the periods and the sales. And what we're looking at is, let's say that we're at the end of period four, okay? Now, the whole idea of exponential smoothing is that you give more weight, more value to the more recent data. So if I'm at the end of period four, the more recent data is period four, then period three, then period two, and the less recent data is period one. And I want to give more value to the more recent data, which is period four. So what I do is, instead of just taking all four, add them together and divide it by four, that would be giving the same weighting to each period. So instead, what I do, I want to give more weighting to the more recent. So I'm going to take four lots of the fourth period. So it'll be 4 times 48. Then I'm going to take 3 lots of 51, then 2 lots of 50, and just 1 of 47. So by taking 4 lots of 48 and just 1 of 47, I've given it more weighting to the more recent period 4. So I gave 4 lots, 3 lots, 2 lots, and 1 lot. So in total, I've taken 10 figures there. 4 times 48. 3 lots of 51, 2 lots of 50, 1 times 47. So that's 10 lots of figures. And if you totaled all those up and divided it by 10, you should get the 49.2, which is the figure there in the exponential smoothing. The next one, the 48.8, will be periods 2, 3, 4, and 5. So you stood at the end of period 5 then. So then it would be 48, 4 lots of them, 48 again, 3 lots of them, 51, 2 lots, and 50, 1 lot. Again, divide it by 10, and you will get your 48.8.